Bienvenue and welcome to Akeem's Dream Show. My name is Akeem the Dream, also known as Brown Sugar Supreme, also known as The Dark Knight Batman. I'm Batman. This show is a variety show because I had a lot of ideas growing up and wrote them down, and my curiosity is insatiable. And you'll notice that I have a lot of random ideas and subjects, but I think that's what makes it fun. Variety is the spice of life, and I like to keep it spicy, and you will find that out very quickly. Remember, folks, never grow old with no stories to tell. And it's finally time to spice things up. Let's go.
Check this out.
Wagwan. How you do, young boy? Me don't know that youth. Me don't want no blood clot broccoli. What's going on? This is Akeem from the ranch. And just checking in on you. Just want to make sure you're good. You see, I've been living out here on the prairies for maybe 10, 20 years. And what I figured out here is there's some things to do right and there's some things to do wrong. And sometimes you just got to put it in a song. And I'm not going to sing for you today, but just thought I'd teach you the way and what Akeem's dream show has to say. And what we got going on right now is just a reflection episode, just a surprise episode, because it's Thursday. Normally the episodes come out on a Tuesday, and you know how it is. I like to be consistent, and I have not missed one single week this year, consistent the whole way through. When I reflect, the real reflection of today is the 3-year anniversary of Akeem's Dream Show. December 14th, 2020 was when the first episode came out about Walmart. And what I've realized since then was, back then, believe it or not, if you listen to those first 10 episodes, I was reading from a script verbatim. Like, I wrote the whole episode out on a Word document, and then I would just read it. If you listen to that very first episode, it sounds like I'm reading from a sheet of paper, because I am. I'm not just going off the cuff and just trusting myself. And people would be like, really, Keem, aren't you a talker? You'd be surprised. Once this microphone is on, like Mike was talking about in the Vortex back in June, when we were done recording all the silly stuff towards the end of that show, we took a break and went back to recording. And he's like, bro, I feel like I have to be on for this. I feel like I have to flip a switch. And he's right. Mike's right. Even if you're a good talker and you got stories to tell and all this kind of stuff, like, it takes a certain amount of focus to know that, hey, listen, I'm on the air. Like, this is on. You got to be turned on, right? And not that kind of turned on, baby. You know what I mean. But I'm talking about, like, you have to be focused mentally there. And sometimes in the beginning, you do need a script. You do need things to read from. And that's what it was in those early days for me. And it still is now sometimes when I'm doing, like, a subject that I just did a lot of research on. I'll refer to my notes, but I'm still going off the cuff, right? Like, J to the ROC, right? I spin more rhymes than a lazy Susan, and I'm Akeem Brown until my guilt is proven. Peace. So that's just what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I thought it would be funny to go out today with my buddy Kian. Shout out to my boy Kian. Thank you for listening to the show. And Mike, thank you for listening to the show. Both Mikes, Fritz and Lashinsky. I know you guys are regulars and listen to the show a lot, and I really appreciate you guys. And I know there's a bunch of other regulars too, but I just wanted to give you guys a special shout out. You guys make me really feel really good about what I do on this episode, on these episodes. Anyways, I was with my buddy Kian and just grabbed some chicken. You know how it is. Get that bird. We went to Nando's, and after one of us had explosive diarrhea, we went to Walmart, because I'm like, bro, Keen, you need to help me get some footage here. You know, this is going to be the 3-year anniversary of Akeem's Dream Show, and the first episode was about Walmart, about how it's the best place to loiter, because during the pandemic, if you'll remember, Walmart was one of those only places that you could go and actually see people, see society, because it had special designation from the government or whatever, where you could go there and fight Susan for a roll of toilet paper. You could walk around. It was something to do. I got sick. I'm a social creature. I need to see people. I need to sit on the bench and just watch the freakazoids walk by. And Walmart has always been that place of comfort for me, where I could see my local degenerates, you know, buy their soup in a cup. And for me, Walmart's always been that resting place, in my 20s especially. So I'm like, we're going back to Walmart. We're going to walk around, and I'm going to put a big smile on my face while I pick up random shit around the store and get the energy back, because you have to go back to your roots sometimes to figure out what the next step is. And I'm not sure what the next season of the show is going to look like. Maybe it's more interviews. Maybe it's more experimentation. Maybe just long form opinions. I don't know. I've tried to keep it fresh, effervescent, sweet, bubbly, tea, baby. More tune for your head top. You know what I mean? So I've been trying to keep it like that since day one, since the rip. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, man, this has been a fun time. I'm having a lot of fun with this show. Doesn't matter to me if I ever get famous. Doesn't matter to me if I ever get successful with this show. I will be successful in life. and it's a very esoteric thing to measure, but I think that with the show, it just gives me pure joy. And if you're someone who's driven, you're going to want to create something that's yours. Nobody tells me what to do on the show. Nobody tells me what I can and cannot say. It is purely it's my shit. And I hope I inspire people to do their own shit. It's something that's yours. The creative expression of who you are. That's what I hope this show really does, ultimately. You know, this one chick texted me the other day, and she's like, it was the ASMR episode. And she's like, what do you hope your audience will get from this? I'm like, I don't know. I'm purely experimenting through the audio format and sometimes through the visual. And if they find some value from this, fantastic. But if they don't, I mean, what? I'm not the Messiah, right? I'm a little bit of brown sugar, brown town, Blackie Chan. That's about it. I'm not the second coming. Although sometimes I come on the second time. Do you know what I mean? So this is what I'm talking about. This is Akeem's dream show. This is just an appreciation episode. I remember when I dropped these first 10 episodes on Akeem's dream show back in 2020. I recorded the first 10, launched it, and then I officially launched it to my Instagram so I could get some followership. But I recorded the first 10 episodes with nobody listening because I was so afraid that the first episode I did and launched, nobody will listen to. So I just did, you know what? 10 will be in the world. And if I want to do more than that, we'll see where the wind takes us. And I did 10 episodes between December 14th and December 31st. And December 31st, I did an episode called The 2020 Chessboard. And that one was my first kind of viral episode where people were listening to me and thinking about what I was summarizing with the pandemic. And actually, it was the first time I just went off the cuff where I wasn't really reading a script. I was just kind of going a cappella, right? And that was a refreshing time for me. I thought it was a really cool thing to experiment with. And that was episode 10. Now we're on episode 181. So 170 episodes and 3 years later, we find ourselves on a three-year anniversary. And I'm looking forward to the fourth-year anniversary and the fifth-year anniversary because we're just going to keep going. Be consistent. I was looking up reasons why people don't make it with podcasts. And make it is very subjective, right? It's either $1 million or nothing for a lot of people. And I never thought of it that way. But the reason why a lot of people quit is because they go through this dip. Seth Godin calls it the dip, where you start something and in the beginning you're excited and you're kind of nervous and you suck at it and you got a lot of energy because it's new. But then you get into this rut because you're like, ah, okay, this is old and nobody really cares about it and people are whatever, it's passive and nobody really gives a shit about it. And you enter this dip. But if you keep going with it, you can give yourself a chance to get out of that dip and see yourself come up on the other side. And that dip is explained as getting good, right? You have to give yourself a chance to get good. And a lot of people don't give themselves that chance. They give up before they get good at something. I'm only really, really good at basketball now after 20, 30 years. Do you know what I mean? Or I'm really, really good at whatever, business and sales and negotiation and business development now because I've been doing it for 10 years. You have to go through this dip to get to the other side. And what he said about podcasts is most people don't make it to 20 episodes in their podcast. And when I was talking to my friend Espy, who was on the show earlier this year, I was talking to her and she wanted to start her own podcast and give it a listen, by the way. It's called Monday Rants. Yeah, she is really cool. But when I was coaching her on how to launch her own show, I said, listen, just bank 50 episodes. Or have 50 episode ideas that you're committed to doing, because a lot of people just don't make it even past 5, 10 episodes and then they just give up. Where the better strategy is to just say, hey, listen, I'm committed to doing 100 episodes no matter what. And regardless of if people listen to it or not, or if people get into it or not, I'm committed to doing 100 to give myself a chance at maybe getting a little bit decent at the craft, because this is a craft. What you do at work is a craft. Everything is a craft, right? We're kind of losing this old school mentality where people were like blacksmiths and that's what they did their whole lives and they focused on it. Like the curvature of the shoe and how the laces met. This is the art of the craft. It's the muse, right? It's the resistance. It's the war of art. It's doing the work. It's the fun. And I think I have fun along the way. I've had a lot of really awesome guests over the years. I think I counted, I've had like 25 or 30 guests. And there's 180 episodes, so whatever that is, 20-30%, or maybe 15-20% of my shows have been with a guest. And I'm going to try to do more guests as time goes on, because those are really fun. But yeah, for now, it's just been random ideas and stuff. And I got a lot of cool episodes coming up. I'm going on a trip pretty soon here. I'm not going to say too much about it until I go. But that trip is going to give me a lot of fodder. I hope you're ready for story. Remember, don't grow up with no stories to tell. Just wait till I get back from this trip. I'm going to have more stories than you can shake a stick at. Just wait for that. And then I have a lot of cool ideas. I have a bunch of guests coming up. So this is not saying this is the end of the show. Far from it. This is the beginning, baby. We're getting warmed up, baby. We're just getting warmed up. We're entering maybe the second quarter of this game, right? The second inning. Batter up, baby. Batter up. Step up to the plate. And before we leave, I got a fun story for you. I was with this gal the other day, and we were just driving around. And first off, she mentioned that I was like, what's something that's unique about you? And she goes, well, I take the most magical dumps you could ever imagine. Yeah. And she goes, I was like, what do you mean? She's like, my poops are like the shits I take, they should be studied. Oh, that's how it came up. I was asking her about like, what part of your body would you donate to science? And she's like, my dumps, they're magical. They're stuff from the gods. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I just don't know what it is, but they're just amazing. Immediately caught my attention. She thought it threw me off a bit, and obviously it did. But then when I thought about it, I'm like, why is it so taboo to talk about poops? And to be honest, I'm a little bit insecure about poops and the whole subject of taking a shit, because I think it's taboo, right? It's like talking about religion, sex, or politics. It's like, do we have to talk about that? But I think we should talk about poops and shit more. Obviously, there's a time and a place, and I hope I didn't catch you when you're eating food or whatever on the way to dinner, but this was her magic superpower. I told her mine was my feet, because baby, I can run like the wind. You know what I mean? You will. All you'll do is catch the dust when you're looking at my taillights as I speed to the finish line. If we're ever in a race, it's because of my arch in my foot. Everyone complains about their arch. I got the arches of Olympus down there. So I can run like freaking Kuta Kente down there. I got slave feet. So that's what I would donate to science beyond my nether regions, because I'm just like well endowed. I'm a grower, not a shower, is what I've been told. And then obviously my brain, just brown sugar supreme, and maybe my face. But so here I'm boasting a bit, but like that's four or five things I donate to science. But this lady would just donate, and she was, you know, beautiful lady, but she would say, I would just donate my deuces. And I was like, okay, great. So, and then she told me about this company where if you just send them your excrement, like if you just do your doo-doos and you collect it, and they send you a jar to collect it in, and you send it to this lab in Toronto, they'll pay you $500 just to study it. Isn't that amazing? Like a company that pays you $500 every time you drop a deuce. Like this is the lazy man's dream. Could you imagine going on a first date or something? And she's like, so what do you do? And you go, well, you know, I do scientific research on the digestive system. Really? That's really fascinating. Yeah, I make six figures. It's pretty awesome. And then she just takes you at your word for it, and she doesn't really dig any deeper. And then 2-3 months later, she's like, you don't go anywhere during the day. How do you make all this money? I said, I do scientific research on the digestive system. Okay, but what does that mean? Listen, I just drop deuces and I send it in the mail. Okay, what else do you want from me, right? I put food on the plate, and keep the lights on, make sure that this place is heated and cooled. What else do you want from me, baby? Do you think she'd stay or leave? Because if you do $500 a day, that's 180 grand a year, roughly. So would your woman be satisfied if you were just dropping these monster deuces and dedicating it to science, dropping it off at the Canada Post and living off that? I don't know. As a man, maybe if that's your purpose, like if you're passionate about taking dumps, speaking of like arts and crafts or being dedicated to your craft, if you wanted to make the most marvelous dumps this side of the Mississauga River, I mean, why not just give her, right? So all respect to you, but I think I'd do it that, and then also maybe something else. It's like, and by the way, sending your poop in the mail for money, that reminds me of these chicks who I met at Shambhala who were selling their dirty panties or bath water to weirdos on the internet who would actually send the money, pay for their dirty socks and stuff. I mean, the internet has really revealed just the kind of depravities, especially amongst men, and the lengths we'll go to get those sweet, sweet pheromones from the used underwear from ladies all around the internet. So anyways, you got to love capitalism. You got to love Canada. You got to love who we are, where we are, and don't get it twisted. You know, don't get it twisted. This might be a weird time as far as like all the social economic craziness going on, but we do have an amazing opportunity in front of us. Everyone asks, what other time would you rather be alive? And I say no other time. Right now is the time. We have an amazing opportunity in front of us to make the most amazing lives we can. And don't worry about the rest of the world. Just worry about yourself and your community. And before we leave, I'm going to share this quote that I heard in this podcast with this guy named Rich Paul. I love what he said. He said, kindness never hurts. Love is never wasted. Unity starts with you. Trust makes it possible. Community is a mentality, and honesty keeps it real. And with that being said, thank you for tuning in to the 3-year anniversary of Akeem's Dream Show. And until next time, keep it rizzle and get ready for the holiday sizzle. Peace.